In 1877, the earth moved with the power of a footballing giant, and the world was introduced to the beautiful game.
People might yet win it here for Wolves. Blasting the shot. What a goal! Fully the hero again.
And a podcast is following the giant in its bid for glory at the top of what it created all those years ago. This is the 77 Club.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right, hello everyone. Bit of a different video from me today, but we've got a special guest on. I'm sure you all know who he is, Manny. First of all, Manny, thank you for coming on, and how are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to rest up, obviously, with what's to come, but great to be here, mate.
Yeah, thanks for your time, because I know in literally hours you're going to be taking on this amazing journey up to Newcastle. But just briefly, before we talk about the walk you're doing for Dementia UK, I just briefly want your thoughts on the season. Wolves, obviously eighth in the league. How's it gone from your perspective? Are we doing way better than expected?
I'll be mirroring, I think, most of the Wolves fans' thoughts. After Ipswich away, I went to Ipswich and we lost 3-2 in that Carabao Cup. I said to I'm Mr. Positive, you know what I'm like on Twitter, you know, all these bloody motivational quotes. Everything was drained out of me that night. And I was ready to say, you know, I can't see this working. And Man City next game, we play them off the park. How does that happen? So since that day, apart from the odd blip, we've just seen unbelievable result after result, togetherness. We didn't think we had a leader on the pitch. Now we've got about 11 of them. You know, everyone's like, where have these players come from? Where have they emerged from? How have they got so much better from last season? Aitnuri was bombed out. You know, Sarabia didn't really look interested. Huang wasn't doing anything. And now they're all like coveted players. So what a job he's done, man. I cannot believe. I mean, I don't know where it'll head. But I think I said to someone, it's like, you know, that team that comes into the playoffs with a late run. No one expects it. I think we can be that type of team where don't put any expectation on anything. Just enjoy the ride. Go from game to game. And who knows where it will take us, you know. So, brilliant season. Brilliant.
Fantastic. Right, let's get on to why we're here. Over the years, mate, you've cycled to Liverpool. You've walked to Chelsea. You've done various marathons. Yeah. I think you've done the London Marathon a few times.
Three times.
Yeah, that is incredible. And I know firsthand, actually, how fit you actually are. We did play in a charity game. We played in a charity game together. You were the fittest bloke on our team by some distance, to be honest, in midfield. So I do know how fit you've got
to
be.
I didn't have no competition. No.
Yeah. No, but honestly, fittest bloke on the pitch. But yeah, what I was going to get on to is, what is your motivation to do all this like charity work? It's absolutely fantastic because, let's be honest, it takes a lot out of your spare time. You know, you raise loads of money for charity. What is your motivation in doing these sort of things for charity?
Harry, you know what? I'm really close to my faith. Is it people see? You know, by looking at me, I'm a Sikh, and it teaches you to get up every day and do the best you can with what you've got. And and I've got a roof, I've got food, I've got okay-ish health. I'm sort of everything I'm collecting now in life is just just possessions and materials, and they call them like wrapping paper, you know. And there's people out there, food they struggle with, people are homeless, and people with terminal illness. And I read up about dementia especially, and I just thought, a million people, you know, every 3 minutes somebody gets diagnosed. You can't go, you know, every family's got a story somewhere in their family tree about this condition. And I just sort of, it came into my life. And I think it's just trying to justify everything. Faith and religion, you know, people, it's not just a practice. You have to take it out there and use it in a positive way without it, you know, encroaching on anyone else's life either. So I think fundraising and volunteering makes me be who I want to be, but also then obviously helps so many other people as well. So it's like a win-win situation. So I'll carry on as long as it's part of my life. It's not like a choice where I think, oh, what should I know I'll carry on doing it because it makes my life, you know, so much better. It improves my mental health as well, you know. And the first person that should benefit from anything we do really is us, because if we're not in a good position ourselves, how can we help others? So it's just part of my life, Harry. And the more mad the challenges are, the better it gets, I think, I suppose. You know, there's a few screws loose, obviously, up there. You can't have everything, all your marbles together if you're doing events like we try and do. But the support I get from the Wolves fan base is second to none. And there's the odd, you know, detractor and the odd person that shouts different things to you. But don't they do that in life as well. So I think that's just a teaching that in life, not everyone's going to be your mate or your friend. And that's okay as well. You know, even they play a part. So they give you more encouragement to keep carrying on. So we carry on. And thank the fan base and the football club and everyone associated with Wolves, because they're the main, you know, 95% of the donations and encouragement comes from the fans of the club.
Yeah, so that's brilliant, mate. The next challenge, right, let's get into it. From Wolverhampton to Newcastle, 195 miles over 5 days. I believe you're doing it with your son this time.
Yeah.
But what I'm going to ask is I think this is probably a silly question, but this is surely the hardest thing you've ever done. And what was the reasoning for picking this fixture? Was it to challenge yourself more than ever?
I blame a fan, again. When I completed the Chelsea walk, I posted a tweet. I was on the pitch and I said, I've done it. And someone replied. The first reply was, well, if you ever walk to Chelsea, walk to Newcastle and climb those steps, that would be a challenge. And it stuck in my head. It stuck in my head. So I'll go back to those tweets, find out who that guy was, and have it out with him. But it just stuck in my head. And I wanted to do another walk, because that walk alone, Harry, raised 30 grand. That's like an amazing amount of money. So this one, since the start of the season, we've now added another £24,000 to the total. It hasn't even started yet. So, it was harder. It was longer. I always challenge myself, because Chelsea I did in 2.5 days. And people have done similar walks to what I'm about to do tomorrow with my son, but not many have done it in 4.5 days, which is the crazy bit. We'll be getting out at 5 o'clock in the morning and finishing at 8, 9 o'clock at night. So it'll be 14, 15 hours every day. Not much stopping, not much sightseeing, you know, just put one foot in front of the other. And the route, man, it's not easy, man. Who put hills in Yorkshire? How dare they, you know? It's the weather. We've got our fingers crossed. This is England. Anything could happen. Thankfully, it's calmed down a little bit, even though it's a little bit cold. But we're ready. We're ready to go. And we'll take one day at a time and see where it gets us.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I think the hardest part is going to be walking up those steps once you arrive to get up to that away end.
You know, Harry, I think once I finish, the euphoria, the adrenaline.
Yeah.
I remember it happened at Chelsea. When I finished at Chelsea, you start bouncing. Something happens to your body where all the pain, everything just departs. And I think, in fact, the fans, you know, football fans get really bad press generally in life. You know, oh, football fans, they're troublemakers, they're drunks, they're louts, they swear, they do this. All of the above is correct. But they're also, when it comes to like rallying around, and I'm not the only one, you see it, you know, you did that Content Creators Cup, you know, other fabulous supporters of the club doing wonderful things for different charities, and then the fans all come round. They all come round. They all help. You know, I had him. I've got a guy from. I think he lives in Stafford now. He lived in London. He's a Wolves fan. He sends me like 500 quid. 500 quid. I haven't met him yet. You know, I'm like, who the hell are you? You know, so it inspires people to want to help and encourages them to do good. And I think some people think, well, I can't do it myself, but I have got a bit of money, and they might have gone through that personal trauma themselves, and they want to contribute. So, you know, here we are.
Yeah. You spoke about the donations there. Just for anybody who does want to donate, I will put a link, obviously, in the description on here, and on the, if I release it on the 77 Club podcast audio as well. Yeah. What website do they need to go to donate?
Yeah, I mean, my name is on the screen here, Manny Singkang. If you that's my profile. I even changed Sing When You're Winning on Twitter. I've changed to Manny Singkang because people say, I can't find you on Twitter. So that's on like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and that. All the link is always on the profile as well. Giving / M Kang, MKANG. And like I said, I can't, you try and thank people, but I can't now. When it comes to events like this, your phone's just ping, 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 ping. And it's like, you can't, there's not, what can you say? It's like every time you do a post, you do thank you, anything. What can I say? You know, it's unbelievable, the support and all of that. Every donation, every thought, every message, everyone who's like told me about their personal trauma with this condition will be in my mind. It'll be with us. It'll be our real energy that keeps us plodding on to Newcastle. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, Harry, I am not going there and bloody losing. I said, you know, when I did the Chelsea walk, we produced one of the worst performances. We lost 3-0 without even a fight on that day. And I thought, stewards will have to stop me because I'm breaking that bloody dressing room down, and having my, you know. But even I've had like Doyle recently and Cunha, both reached out. You know, Matthew Cunha strangely said to me, he goes, I'll walk with you. I said, haven't you got a game? This was a few weeks ago. Obviously, he's got injured since.
Yeah.
So it might be available.
know, that'd be brilliant.
That's great, that is, because in the past, we've had people like Connor Cody, who used to do so much with fans. Ruben Neves had a connection. They'd always send things and sign things and encourage people. To have, like, you know, people like that still at the club who want to help and want to encourage and want to play a part, it's really, really good. And it's great for the fans to see that.
Yeah, I've been a few times to Newcastle. My dad lives up there, and I'll be going Saturday. I'll be on the club coaches, so I know how long. It's such a long way, mate. Obviously, I don't want to put you off. But...
I hate the drive. I don't know why I'm walking.
Yeah, God.
You know, the funny thing is, when Newcastle contacted me, a really big shout out to them. What a club they are, Harry. Matt Willis is their supporter liaison officer, and his dad is a Wolves season ticket holder.
Oh, really?
So he's amazing, the connection straight away. So he's been really instrumental, like, you know, just sorting a few things out. We're finishing at the Bobby Robson statue. Scheduled finish time is 1:30, 90 minutes before kickoff. And he's like arranged to take us onto the pitch, take pictures. Amazing. And everything. So, you know, that is like, wow, because that for us to sort that out is quite hard, but that he's done that off his own back. So, full, you know, credit to the club, big club, lot of fan base, loads of messages from their fans as well, you know. And I think this is what it does, isn't it? When you raise for a good cause, then you forget your rivalries. I've even had them locked down the road donate to me, you know. It happens, you know. And so, you know, goodness is in every person. So hopefully, you know, it carries on. Who knows what people say, what's next? I say, what's next? Let me do this first.
Yeah, do this first.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, Dementia UK, brilliant charity. Just briefly before we go as well, Saturday night takeaway, you won a holiday, I believe, in the audience. So let me know about that.
My wife had been contacted. I didn't have a clue. And that is secretly, I don't even watch the bloody thing. So I'm not like, I have seen it when it first started. Obviously, everyone knows who Anton Deck are. And I'm thinking, Geordie boys, man, these are Geordie boys. Maybe I can promote my walk or whatever. So we went there and they followed us into the studio, really strict protocols, you know, take your phones off. Yeah, they absolutely. And then it all starts. It's all razzmatazz. And And then they reveal that the whole audience is made up of hand-picked fundraisers, people who
Oh,
work in the
brilliant.
community. So all 400 were given a holiday for
Oh,
four.
amazing.
Yeah, so we were
Amazing.
like, oh, and so that was on Saturday, because 3 days before the walk, I said, bloody hell, it's a bit like I wanted to rest, really. But it was really a great experience just seeing how TV works. Like, met Simon Cowell, believe it or not. He was
Really?
on the show. He was on the show because they did the prank on him. And then he walked off set. As he walked off set, the corner we were sitting on, he came right next to us. So he shook hands and said hello. And
Amazing.
yeah. Not many facial movements on
Did you
Simon
meet
Cowell.
Becky Hill? Was she on the show?
She did the song at the end. I didn't
That was
meet him. We
it, yeah.
didn't like and Deck literally came on stage, jumped around like madmen, and then got whisked away. The crowd
Yeah.
couldn't really get close to any of them, and because photography and everything was forbidden anyway, so there was not much opportunity. But it was just great to be there and among some great people as well, some really, really good, inspiring young people, people who are disabled, people who are going through, their battles, and it was great to see them all rewarded. And the thing is, the funny thing is, as soon as I got this prize, I turned around to the missus and I thought, I wonder if I can raffle this off. And the look she gave me, the look she gave me.
She wants a
So
holiday.
enough. We're going to be using this one. So let's see
Yeah.
where we go. I think they
Well,
give
it's
you a
definitely
choice as
worth.
well. Yeah.
Oh,
Maybe,
mate, well, it's definitely
Harry,
deserved.
maybe I can save
Yeah.
it for the European tour next year.
There we go, which could be coming. I only mentioned Becky Hill because she's literally from my neck of the woods. She used to always
Oh,
be
is
out in
she?
Bewdley back in the day. Yeah.
Okay,
But yeah,
brilliant.
Manny, definitely fully deserve that holiday for what you do. And just
Yeah.
from me personally, mate, obviously fellow Wolves fan, you obviously cross over to the mainstream a lot. You represent the club so well, like huge respect for you. And my dad always talks about a lot how great it is, the things you do as well. We were talking about it. So top work, mate, and I hope it goes well. I'll put the link down below.
Oh,
And
brilliant,
all
mate. Honestly.
donations count, don't they? And
Yeah.
again,
Everything,
thank you for your time as well, because at time
brilliant.
recording is the day before. So really thank you for your time.
Not a problem, mate. That has been a pleasure to speak to you, Harry. And remember, if you can't donate, it's not an issue, because if you just give it to someone else and say, here, this guy's doing that, they might be able to. And just by passing it on, you've contributed. Or, every thank you, every well done, it's like, it's a huge thing. It's like a jab of energy that you get. So I appreciate all of them.
Yeah, top stuff, Manny. Thank you for your time and best of luck.
Okay, cheers, mate.
Sports Social Podcast Network.